Today we begin a series from St. Joseph, Missouri, the city many know as the place the Pony Express began and Jesse James ended. When the Pony Express began operations in 1860, another entrepreneur was just beginning his business as well, and he fared far better financially. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside. All this week, we are in St. Joseph, Missouri, the city many know as the place the Pony Express began and Jesse James ended. Those sites certainly draw people here, but there's much more. Head to AmericanCountryside.com to learn 7 great reasons to see St. Joe. It's my list of favorite places for young and old alike. Plus, you'll be hearing our special series of features from the city and videos from some of the sites as well. You can find it all at AmericanCountryside.com. And while you're there, be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter so you can get all of the updates on how you can experience America.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
William Wyeth was born in 1832 in Harrisburg, Ohio. He worked in a mercantile store and later a hardware business.
In 56, he ended up buying that hardware company, and in 58, he married. And then in 59, they sold that business and started traveling, looking for the next place to live.
Suzanne Lair shares the story of the opportunity-seeking businessman.
They went down through Tennessee, Kentucky, Arkansas, got into Missouri, and when they got to St. Joe, William Wyeth had found the place he wanted to be.
In the years just ahead of the Civil War, this was a prime place to launch a new business.
He thought St. Joe was very promising. I know 9,000 people here compared to Kansas City that had 4,400, and Omaha had 1,800, and Council Bluffs had 2,000. And the river traffic was very active. We were Queen of the River Cities. That was the nickname.
A new railroad brought people to St. Joseph as well.
That made it possible for people to get here. But if they were going on west, that became their problem. And William Wyeth stepped forward to solve the need there.
In 1859, Wyeth opened a hardware store. Later, he opened a saddlery. Then he began putting sales reps in the field, selling goods far from his hometown. The entrepreneur's success was just beginning. More next time as we travel the countryside. In St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.